Teen Time Presents Podcast on Demand. Log on to podcast.rthk.hk. Teen Time Podcast on Demand.
Hey! Klappt Peuker in die Tatze. Fiddler soll ein Sturmes platzen. Freilich sehnen alle Kuckenordern, ich alle sie.
Good evening, Teen Timers. The Hong Kong Jewish Film Festival is in its 14th year and kicks off this coming Saturday evening. Its theme this year is family, and it's screening films to appeal to all ages. In this week's Around Town, I spoke to its founder, Howard Elias.
Although I started the festival this year, I'm not the chairman. That's been passed over to Debbie Amias, and she's doing a great job making sure everything gets done on time. The festival shows the best Jewish-themed films from all over the world. Many people think that our films only come from Israel, but for the past 14 years, we've shown about 250 films from 36 countries in 35 languages and dialects, including one in silent. This year also, we have one that has no dialogue as well. So our program is quite varied. And I always say to people, you don't have to be Jewish to come. You just have to like watching good movies. Every year we invite guests to our festival, and this year's no exception. We have one guest this year coming from Israel. He made a film in Australia, actually, called The First Fagin. And if you've read the book Oliver Twist, you know who the character Fagin is. And apparently the character was based on a Jewish guy by the name of Icky Solomon, who lived in London around that time that Dickens wrote the book. And he had a very, very difficult life. So this fellow, Alan, the director, wrote a very, very good docudrama about the story, about the life of Icky Solomon.
And as you say, this is a very well-known character. I think most people would have assumed that Fagin was just a fictional character.
That's true. Myself also. I didn't know. Okay. That's one of the great things about doing this festival. I learn a lot myself.
This begs the question, how do you and the team actually go about selecting the films?
It's a lot easier now than it was 13 years ago because of the internet. So when I started, it was very, very difficult to find out what films were out there. Now, because we've been doing it for so long, I know where to find films. And we watch about 200 films a year. Amazingly, there's 200 Jewish-themed films made every year.
Really?
Yeah.
So I was going to ask, because alongside new films, you also show some vintages, don't you?
That's right.
So 200 new Jewish-related films.
Jewish-related films every year.
You mentioned Israel earlier. Which are the most prolific countries other than that?
America, obviously, because of the large Jewish population. France, England. But we've had films from countries where there are no Jews, like Mali. I don't think a Jew has ever stepped foot in Mali.
Oh, tell us about that film.
The film was called Genesis, and it was a retelling of the story of Jacob in the Bible, except in this movie, Jacob is black. And there are people who say Jacob was black. King Solomon married the Queen of Sheba, and she came from Ethiopia, Sudan, that area. There are a lot of Ethiopian Jews who emigrated to Israel in the past 20 years, and they are descendants of her.
Would you ever show a film, or have you, that takes on Jewish persecution?
Well, there's no shortage of that subject. Every year we do show a number of films related to the Holocaust. I could do a whole festival about Holocaust films, but I think that would be pretty sad to watch. So I try to find Holocaust films, stories that we've never heard before. And it's amazing. It's 70 years after the end of World War II, there are still stories that are just coming out.
I wondered whether you had decided to keep it lighter, more of a celebration of Jewish life.
Well, that's it. I remember one year, I didn't think about it, that I did program four Holocaust films in a row. And by the third film, people were coming to me going, enough. So now I'm very aware of that. And I try to lighten it a bit and try to space out these films that are a bit sad.
Now, this year, the theme is actually family, which sounds very positive, is it?
Well, like every family, they love each other, they hate each other, they fight, they kiss, you know.
The whole spectrum.
The whole spectrum. And this festival shows the whole spectrum of family relationships.
What is the turnout then? Is in its 14th year, mostly the Jewish community, much of a mixed community coming along?
Most of the people who come are Jewish. It's about 70% Jewish, 30% not Jewish. That's been growing every year, and each year it keeps growing. And people, when they come for the first time, it's very interesting to see. They've never experienced a festival like this in Hong Kong. We're a very friendly festival. I'm there at every show. I welcome everybody. I tell my volunteers to welcome everybody. And we have discussions before the film, after the film, sometimes during the film.
Now, during your your time of watching 200 approximately films and narrowing it down, quite a task. Which are your favourite ones? First of all, your own favourites.
For this year?
Yeah.
I hate when people ask me that.
Sorry, has to be done.
I know. I like all the films. I also find it funny when people say, have you seen the films? And I always laugh. I go, no, I like the label, which is what people say with wine. I think that the opening night film, a film from Poland, it's called Aftermath. When I booked this film for our festival, it hadn't been seen outside of Poland. This is a very powerful film. It's received a lot of praise outside of Poland, a lot of criticism inside of Poland, because it's a very controversial story. And I predict in 20 years, people are still going to be talking about this film. It's a story about two brothers. Here we go with a family situation. One still lives in Poland. The other's emigrated to the United States, but he comes back to visit his brother because there's something going on with him and he doesn't know what the story is. And it turns out the brother is at odds with everybody in the village. The village has a secret and the brother is trying to find out what the secret is.
Nice. Intriguing. Don't say any more. That's going to make people go and see it.
That's right.
There's one for the Hong Kong teenager, for whatever nationality they may be, are which ones do you think will most appeal to them?
Every year at our festival, on both Sundays in the afternoon, we do show family friendly films. And this year, on our first Sunday, which is on November 17th, we have a film from Israel called Igor and the Crane's Journey. And it's about a young boy whose father is an ornithologist. He tracks birds. He tracks cranes, to be more specific. And the boy moves to Israel with his mother, and the father stays behind in Russia. And they have a relationship over Skype as they're following the cranes in their migratory path from Russia over Israel to Africa.
So either for the Jewish or non-Jewish Hong Kong teenager, if they come and see a couple of films, what would you most hope they will get from their experience?
I think, you know, just come. If you like to watch a good movie, you like a good story, just come. That's really what it's all about. It's, you know, you can take away what you want to take away. If you want to learn something about Jewish culture, Jewish religion, values, whatever it is about us, okay, it's there to be seen. But if you just want to come and watch a really good movie, it's there too.
That was Howard Elias telling us about the 14th Hong Kong Jewish Film Festival. It's on for a week from this weekend. That's the 16th of November until the 24th, with all screenings at AMC Cinema in Pacific Place Admiralty. Get more information or book tickets at www.hkjff.org, and there's also a Facebook page at HKJFF. That's all from Around Town with me, Andrew Dembina. Until next Tuesday, have a good week and listen back to this report and check those web addresses on our online archive at rthk.hk/special/teentime.